Hi, this is Fred Wallace with Off the Wire, proudly sponsored by Pete's Auto Body. Pete's Auto Body, because we care about our community. I have a hard time believing the allegations of improper gambling leveled against San Jose Sharks forward Evander Kane. Kane's soon-to-be ex-wife Anna went on Instagram and essentially called her soon-to-be ex-husband a compulsive gambler. She claimed that he was throwing games in order to win money by betting against his own team, the Sharks. In response, Evander Kane stated he would cooperate fully with the National Hockey League investigation into the matter. He stressed that he has never gambled or bet on hockey and never gambled or bet on a Sharks game. And you know, I almost believe Evander Kane, not because he's adamant in his denial, and certainly not because he has a record of perfect behavior when it comes to gambling or off-ice activities. I just believe that throwing a hockey game at the NHL level is next to impossible for an individual player. Like the Black Sox in baseball or Boston College in basketball, you need help from your teammates, a lot of help to pull such a stunt, and based on any pro hockey player I've ever known, I find it hard to believe that anyone could be convinced to participate in such a scheme. Furthermore, in hockey, players are monitored and evaluated on a shift-to-shift basis by coaches, video coaches, managers, and especially by their teammates who hold everyone accountable. You might get away with a lackluster or bad play, but a repeat play means you're planted firmly on the bench, unlikely to see the ice again, and shunned by your teammates until your level of play returns to what is deemed to be an acceptable professional level. It's well documented that Evander Kane gambles and has had money issues. The suit by a Vegas casino for unpaid debts and a personal filing for bankruptcy clearly illustrates that. But does that mean that Evander Kane bet against his team? I find that hard to believe. For Pete's Auto Body, I'm Fred Wallace.